I bring you greetings from the land of devils, blue devils. So grateful to Pastors Greer and Ann and Kate, who I haven't seen in many years. We graduated together, and all of those who've made it possible to come here under that fancy title, Theologian in Residence. I am grateful for the chance and the opportunity to share with you this morning under the title, Leftovers. We've heard the scripture reading from John 6. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the God, fall afresh on me, melt me, mold me, fill me, oh, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. God, this is our prayer. You are a God whose giving knows no ending. And so we ask that you might give us yourself, even in this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and all of God's people said, Amen. Leftovers. Jesus likes leftovers, the scraps, the fragments. So this is why, with confidence this morning, I can make this announcement. Jesus will never run for the President of the United States. He wouldn't want that job. I say this because in our gospel story, when Jesus realized that the people were going to force him to be king, he got away to a mountain as fast as he could. He's trying to avoid the crowds and not shake everyone's hands in front of the cameras. He's trying to get out of the limelight, away from the paparazzi, away from the reporters, off of social media. He's not looking for private security and safety. And since we hear in that passage it's almost Passover, we are reminded that he's not safe at all, because he eventually will be the Passover lamb. The people want to crown him with many crowns, but all he's attuned to is the crumbs, the castaways, the leftovers. The people want to make him a king of power and of domination and of control because of all of the signs he was doing before them. But he's a king of a different sort, a king whose coronation will be on a cross, a servant king who seeks the fringes, which is why he often gets away to a mountain. A servant king, like a suffering lamb sacrificed on an altar, a lamb who knows hunger and thirst and longs for pieces of bread, since he was born in the house of bread, Bethlehem. Jesus isn't trying to hold a press conference and build large edifices of worship on a hill with the latest technology or create an effective executive leadership team to implement a strategic plan. The crowds that followed him just didn't understand. They were so enthralled by his signs that he was doing for the sick that they followed the signs. They wanted the miracles. Who doesn't? They wanted the spectacular. They, like many in our time, love the flashy and the magical, the pomp and circumstance, the colored lights and the smoke, the bigger the better, but not Jesus. He appears to be more interested in nature. He's more like a tree-hugging God. The mountains, the earthy mundane, the manure and soil of life, bread and wine, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Andrew, the disciple, couldn't imagine that 5 loaves and 2 fish would feed 5,000 people as much as they wanted and satisfy them. It's extraordinary to imagine. But as Ephesians reminds us, there is a power that's able to accomplish abundantly more than we ask or even imagine. And so the little food feeds thousands, and it reveals more than we could ever ask or imagine. And it reminds us of the truth of the old hymn, little is much when God is in it. But there's something else extraordinary here. So little that we can miss it, even though it stretches our imagination and discipleship. When the 5,000 are satisfied, Jesus told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." And so they gathered them up from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves and left by those who had eaten, and they filled 12 baskets. We may have thought that Jesus was finished once the masses were satisfied, but he isn't, because he cares about the fragments. He likes leftovers too. Not only is the scattering of food to the thousands a sign, but the gathering of the fragments of food is also a sign. Even remnants can be redeemed. Leftovers don't have to be lost. Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost. Isn't that just like Jesus? He goes after the lost. The lost son, the lost coin, the lost sheep, and if you're a Duke fan, the lost Carolina Tar Heels. I once was lost, but now there it is again. Jesus goes after the fragment that may be lost. Every single crumb matters to God. He gathers them because he knows that even fragments pulled together can be nourishment for others. It's still food, 12 baskets worth. So never despise the fragments, the scraps, the crumbs, because Christ loves the crumbs. He likes leftovers. What do you do with your leftovers? I mean, when it comes to food, some say leftovers taste better than the initial meal. It's still food, of course, and nourishment for others the next day, or the next day, or the next day, or the next day. My father calls leftovers proven delights. One shouldn't just throw the fragments into the trash, but rather see that no crumb goes to waste. It might actually be delightful. When it comes to God's unbounded love, no fragment should be lost. Every piece, every person that we may want to discard, Jesus gathers so that nothing, no one may be lost. Fragments are broken pieces. They can be food for others. Each fragment matters for the holy communion of God. Each leftover scrap is that special, that precious, that tender, that holy, so much so that we should always look to be gathering and not tossing the lost. It's a reminder that what or who we think is trash is someone else's treasure. For every broken piece of bread is a part of God's gathered communion. What we deem is as insignificant, like a fragment, might actually be our salvation. Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost. Jesus gathers scattered food, scattered humanity. In times when some want to destroy the fragments and toss them into a trash heap. But he reveals that he desires nothing and no one to be lost. He's a gathering God. And as Christians, what do we do every Sunday? We gather. And then we scatter into the world. But gathering is, as the King James Version would say, for whosoever will come. Every part of the human community. The word for gather in that gospel text this morning is from where we get the Greek word for synagogue within the Jewish tradition, to bring together. So Jesus is a bringing together Lord. And we see this symbolically every Sunday as we come together from all walks of life. And this is relevant in your individual life too. Every piece of your life, from the past or present, shapes who you are. Every leftover of experience has led you to where you are today. Whether you think it's significant or not, together, all the fragments of your life make up who you are. So when you tie the pieces of your life together, experiences and relationships and backgrounds and more, whether good or bad, you see your whole life. And not just a fraction of it. You get the whole picture, and nothing is a waste in God's economy. So nothing should be lost from your journey, because a fragment or scrap might be exactly what someone else needs to nourish them or to experience beauty. In the ongoing crisis of the Middle East, I remember a visit I once had many years ago to the Lutheran church in Bethlehem. And at that church, they have a gift shop. And in that gift shop, they sell glass angel Christmas tree ornaments. And what's so special about those ornaments is that they are actually created out of broken glass, from broken glass bottles, or even glass broken from their ruined building after parts of it were destroyed by an attack. From pieces of rubble, from fragments of metal, from ruins of glass, rises a sign of redemption. A glass Christmas ornament, an angel of light. Beauty out of ashes. Beauty created from the scraps. Like Jesus said, gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost. I mean, actually, if we realize it, this is embedded in our faith. Fragments are a part of the Christian life. We wouldn't have the whole Bible, the whole canon, if we didn't have fragments. Throughout history, archaeologists have discovered fragments of ancient scriptural manuscripts, and not just complete ones. Fragments together help make up the whole picture. So for example, hymn fragments are all throughout scripture. Philippians 2, what we call the Christ hymn, where we have that, or the hymns of Revelation in chapters 5 and 7 as an example, they make up the whole story of scripture. And without them, we'd be missing something and not receive all of the heavenly food. Without, for example, the hymn fragments in Revelation 5 and 7, we wouldn't know how to fully praise God, or we wouldn't realize that poetry is part of our spiritual diet. Gathered fragments can be food for our souls, the Word of God, for our faith walk. Fragments together nourish the hungry soul. So don't underestimate crumbs or broken pieces or leftovers. Jesus likes leftovers and doesn't want anything to be lost. The 5,000 are fed, but with the gathered fragments of leftovers, there are still 12 baskets full of food. This is what crumbs together can do. Broken pieces, scraps, together offer something worthwhile and are not a waste of money, time, or energy. And Jesus reveals that the gathering of fragments are a significant aspect of his mission and ministry. Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost. Not only your individual lives can be fragmented, but we live in what I call the fragmentation nation. We see and experience social splinters and divides and brokenness, fragments all over. But Jesus is a gathering God, one who aims to bring these fragments together, because together they are food. Jesus isn't like David, who in 2 Samuel gets Bathsheba pregnant and sets up her husband Uriah to be killed in battle. And David aims to toss out others. But Jesus ingathers the fragments, no matter who they are or where they come from, or what they think or believe, or how they voted. He desires nothing or no one to be lost. He calls us to move beyond social nastiness towards shared nourishment. Can't you hear Jesus saying, "Don't throw the scraps away. I love leftovers." If we're satisfied, we may not care about the crumbs if we get our food. We may not worry that something or someone is lost. But Jesus is calling us to go and gather the lost and discarded, the fragments, because they too are bread for the world. What do we lose if we don't gather the fragments? You might be wondering. Perhaps we lose our taste for the living bread. For Jesus, the gatherer, is the bread of life, as he says later in John 6. And if we only scatter and disseminate and never gather and assimilate, we may be the ones lost on our way. But what do we gain if we gather the fragments like Jesus? Perhaps we will experience the bread of life together and experience Christ's communion, in which there is nourishment for all, where nothing is lost and no one goes hungry because they have tasted the food of God in Christ. The leftovers remind us that there is always more food than you expect available for all people, because Jesus is imperishable food. And all can be satisfied, never going hungry. And so this ingathering of fragments, the joining and piecing together of broken bread, reveals the holy and whole and wholesome work of God. It's not only the multiplication that's marvelous, but it's the assimilation that's amazing. A true sign of our saving bread. And because Jesus is living eternal bread, one scholar notes that Jesus is the person who, devoured by faith, will keep a people alive forever. His nourishment never runs out. His life never ends. Even when his body was broken and we break bread into pieces to remember his fragments, we are fed from heaven. And Jesus will satisfy us more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. If there were leftovers with that food for the masses, how much more will the bread of life fill us and satisfy? Jesus is more than enough. He is eternal satisfaction. He is salvation, more than enough, so nothing or no one may be lost. He's an eternal overflow of life. And you may be lost, feeling like a discarded, left out fragment. But he wants to find you. He wants to gather your broken pieces, the fragments of your life, and make something new so that you can nourish others. Your fragments together can be food for someone else. And Jesus even wants to gather the fragments of this nation to form something new. I know it's beyond our imagination and perhaps even our asking, but so was 5,000 feeding 5,000 people and having leftovers to heat up the next day. The ministry and power of Jesus is truly able to accomplish abundantly more than we ask or even imagine, beyond our human understanding and capacity, because he's everlasting, which means there's always enough bread of life to go around. There's enough for all. Feed on him. Don't forget the crumbs. Let's gather the fragments, the scraps, the leftovers, to bring them into the bountiful baskets of God, so that all people will be satisfied. I don't know about you, White Memorial, but I don't want anything or anyone to be lost. Because if one fragment is lost, we all lose. We all lose. As we leave this place, may we all have the courage to follow the way of Jesus, to gather up the fragments left over so that no one would be lost. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the unity of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forever. Amen.